This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis returned to the Vatican on Wednesday, 11 days after colon surgery, starting a period of near total rest and rehabilitation expected to last at least 2 weeks. The 84-year-old pontiff left a Rome hospital unannounced, leaving by a side door and traveling through the city in a simple blue car with a small convoy of Vatican and Italian security. Photographers saw the Pope leave the hospital in a car with darkened windows after his staff had put a wheelchair in the trunk of a secondary vehicle. The Vatican did not officially announce that he had been discharged until he was back at the Vatican. When the Pope entered the hospital in Rome's northern outskirts on July 4th, the Vatican announced it only after he'd been admitted. Francis made just one public appearance during his hospital stay in a 10th-floor suite reserved for popes in the Catholic-run hospital. It was the first time Francis has been hospitalized since his election as Pope in 2013. Police in South Africa say more than 70 people have been killed so far in a week of violence that saw more crowds loot shops and offices Wednesday and defy government calls to stop. The unrest is the worst in South Africa for years and has wrecked hundreds of businesses and disrupted hospitals struggling to cope with a third wave of COVID-19 and forced the closure of a refinery. Protests triggered by the jailing of ex-president Jacob Zuma for failing to appear at a corruption inquiry last week widened into looting and an outpouring of general anger over the hardship and inequality that persists 27 years after the end of apartheid. Shopping malls and warehouses have been ransacked or set ablaze in several cities, mostly in Zuma's home province and the financial and economic center, Johannesburg. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates opened an embassy in Israel Wednesday, housed in Tel Aviv's new stock exchange building, the latest normalization move under a deal brokered by Washington last year. The venue in the heart of Israel's financial district highlighted the central role of economic cooperation in their ties since the UAE became only the third Arab country to recognize the Jewish state. Israel and the UAE have signed a raft of deals ranging from tourism to aviation to financial services since normalizing ties in a deal brokered by former U.S. President Donald Trump's administration and announced last August. Wednesday's ceremony, held in the lobby of the Stock Exchange building, two floors below the embassy, came after Israel Foreign Minister Yair Lapid made a landmark visit to the UAE last month, opening an embassy in Abu Dhabi and a consulate in Dubai. Palestinians were outraged by that decision to establish ties with Israel, which broke with decades of Arab consensus that there should be no such normalization without a comprehensive and lasting peace deal between Israel and Palestinians. European special forces involved in anti-jihadist operation in Africa's Sahel region were given prime position in France's Bastille Day celebrations Wednesday, an apparent sign of President Emmanuel Macron's military priorities. The traditional parade on France's National Day returned after a one-year hiatus caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Roughly 80 French and European special forces drawn from the multinational force in the Sahel led the procession on foot, a choice intended to send a diplomatic message from Paris. Macron presided over the ceremony and announced a major drawdown of French troops in the Sahel region last month, and is now banking on his often reluctant European partners to send more troops to replace them. The holiday commemorates the storming of the Bastille prison in Paris in 1789, which kicked off years of revolution in France. Beijing says 9 Chinese workers were among 12 people killed Wednesday by a bomb attack in a northwestern area of Pakistan and is calling for severe punishment, but the Pakistan government blames the explosion on a gas leak. The bus was carrying around 40 Chinese engineers, surveyors, and mechanical staff to a hydropower dam construction site. Pakistan's foreign ministry said in a statement, quote, the bus plunged into a ravine after a mechanical failure, resulting in a leakage of gas that caused the blast. But China's foreign ministry spokesman expressed shock and called it a bombing. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.